Sun is slowly rising to the east of the city. In the early morning light, the sight is one that's almost pretty. The sunlight reflecting from the pillars of glass. As I head into the chaos to begin my daily fast. My finger is running. Sweaty bodies packed into the underground carriage. You shouldn't get as close as that outside the bonds of marriage. My social center mixture of foul odors all from cans. The only one we all avoid is one that smells of man. For the fingers is running. No one ever speaks and no one ever smiles. We stare at our feet as we cover the miles. Or concentrate our minds on a book or magazine. As long as there's no contact, we can keep ourselves clean. When we finally arrive at our destination, we elbow and shove each other out of the station. We recite and limb to cross over the street, just so we can start our prime time sweet treat. And back into the lift and press the button for the floor, where I will spend the day trying to get myself less poor. Sitting at a desk and shouting down the telephone, clicking with my mouse until it's time for me to go. My office is the size of half a bloody football pitch. From the window I see London and it always makes me twitch. There are 57 people all competing for the space. 57 people, not a single friendly face. And as the daylight begins to fade and the neon signs start to be displayed, the clock steps on by the second to the time, when I can't leave this daily grind of mine. People say I'm lucky I have got a good life, and that I should be more grateful that I haven't the strife of trying to live in the council flat in Peckham, with my only hope to be the next David Beckham. Arrives when I can leave the office and can go anywhere that I might possibly want to go, as long as I can get back in the morning at 9, so I can intercept that which is rightfully mine. Cause my fingers is running. So what do I do with the freedom I just earned? What do I do with the lessons I have learned? I just hurry back onto the tube and go back to my flat. I just haven't got the energy to do much more than that. My feet are in the room. And when I get back home, I disappear into the telly, having telephoned to take our plane to order something smelly. I learn about the football and the war out in Iraq, and waste away my time until it's time to travel back. And even when I sleep and I escape into a dream, I realize that all I really want to do is scream. And just when I admit that I can't stand another day, the alarm clock seems to tell me that it's time to earn my pay. Never seem to stop. Even when we go down to the pub, we're talking shop. Work, work and work is all we ever really think. It stops us realizing that our lives already stink. Back and forth and up and down, the treadmill never ending. We all have to do it so that we can all keep spending. If I didn't buy that piece of worthless crap from you, you wouldn't have the money and I'd be a pauper too. A lie,